once Nanda Maharaj from Kelamban, that is in Sirgarh. Sirgarh is Kelamban. Krishna at that time was a 4 or 5 years. Nanda Maharaj, taking Krishna in his lap, he wanted to go in his cowherd, where old persons there with cows. At that time, Bhandirban was very, very green and very dark. It was the time of very morning. Itself, that forest was very dark. No sun rays were entering in that forest. And besides, clouds were there. So it became more and
more dark.
Deep. Yeah. Nanda Maharaj then reached there and he left Krishna. He said that now it is a raining day. It may be rain, and some drops of rain were falling, and it became so dark and dark. There became very cloudy air.
The wind
very
followed
rain. At that time, he could not understand what to do. Where to take rest, shelter. At the meantime, he saw that a very young, very, very little lady, very beautiful, came there. He saw that, oh, this is the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. He told that lady, this girl, are you are the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Why you have come here? But he could not tell anything. He only done like this. And Krishna himself came in the arms of Radhika. Nanda Baba could not do anything.
he went like this.
Krishna went in her lap, Setu, and entered in deep jungle. And she became Kishori at the age of 14, and Krishna became 16. And very beautiful Vedika was there. Vedika means like a platform, round, round tree. She came there and they became both Kishore. Radhika is 13 and a half and Krishna is 16. Very beautiful. At once, Sakshaka Sutra and all other Sakhis came there. And Brahma from Pushkar, doing tapasya, yajna, he was returning. And from the sky he saw that Krishna is here and Srimati Radhika is here. So by the wishes of Krishna, pulled down Brahma, and Brahma came. And he did namaskar to Krishna and parikrama of Krishna and Radhika. And he told that, I want to do your marriage here. So he used to utter Veda's mantra of marriage. And he the one of Radhika and Krishna.
Yes, ties together their copra.
And told Krishna to take the hands of Radhika in his hands. And he took, he burned fire, and he did the marriage system. But priest does. And after doing marriage, again he parikrama and went to Brahmaloka. And again all sakhis vanished. Radhika became very small, and Krishna became like a dwarf, and he took in his hand, her hand. And again, she mentioned that Nanda was still standing to see Krishna. And again he gave in the hands of Nanda Baba. And then Nanda Baba became very pleased, while thinking that what has done. Now he became pleased and taking Krishna in hand. Above. This occurrence was there at Mandir. Once there sitting, when Krishna was doing Ras there, one day Srimati Radhika told that I have heard that yesterday or some past time, Sri Ram has defeated you in wrestling. Is it correct? Krishna told that, no. I have defeated Sri Ram. Then all other gopis began to laugh and they supported Srimati Radhika that Siddham has defeated him. Siddham is younger than Srimati Radhika.
Younger brother.
Radhika told, Lalita told that if you have defeated Siddham, then you can also defeat Srimati Radhika. Today we will see that you should both wrestle and see that who defeats and who wins. Radhika became in form of wrestler, Pahlwan, and he did clothes like a wrestler, and Krishna also. But today, Srimati Radhika defeated Krishna. So gopis clapped there. This leela has been done there. So if these leelas are of only 3 or 4 days, so Krishna has done leela there here so many days. Nearby.
Ter kadamba. Ter means to call. To call. Here Krishna used to climb on the top of the tree that was very, very high, and he used to call Dhauli, Shyamli, Kalindi,
Pishangi,
Gange, Dhavale, so many calls. They were in number 16 lakhs only of Nanda Baba. Vrishabhanu Maharaj has
9 lakh.
Nanda
Baba 9 lakh, unara 11 lakh.
9 lakhs
of Nanda Baba.
And
11 lakhs.
11 lakhs of
Vrishabhanu
Maharaj. Sridham. And all goats have lakhs of cows. In the midday, Krishna used to cowherd all the cows when he was at Nandagram. in this area to pull up my cow. This time at 3, he used to call up all the cows in his numbering by his malika.
One garland is called Manimala.
Manimala. He used to count them. If he knew that only one cow is not coming, then he will think, what is that cow? And at once again climb and used to call that very cow
by flute.
When she bends, then he called the cows to come to Nandagaon. And that is Nandabad, you see.
Yes.
Here he used to take milk from cows. Radhika used to come from Java. This is Java.
Right, yes.
Nearby.
Yes.
Buildings there.
Just there. So many buildings there.
From there, he used to come by this, only this Devas Mandir. Some gopis advised Srimati Radhika, we should not go by this path, because if Krishna is here, he will disturb anything. Radhika told and Lalita told, I will see what he does. I will go only by this path. Here, by coming, so many pastimes. Once she was coming with his friends, her friends, Krishna was milking. When she came nearby, Krishna did like this, so that all mouth was
full of milk,
full of milk, and all began to laugh. In the night here, sometimes very near there, Jav used to call gopis from the tree by his float. So this tree is called Tirkadamba. Here Rupa Goswami used to live so many years, so that the pastimes may come in his heart and pastime may give him darshan. And he got so many darshan here. I have written something perhaps in this book that once Purushanathan were remembering the pastimes of Krishna, and Sanatana Goswami was seeing what Rupa Goswami has composed, what he has written, poems. When Rupa Goswami remembered the pastimes of Krishna, of separation, and he wrote in poems, and when he uttered these poems with very dhira,
very separation, very great then, separation,
then the lips of Kadamba tree become dry and fall down. And when he wrote the poems regarding Milan,
meeting.
And by joy, the lips of new lips of the Kadamba came out
at once,
and they became broader and broader. Once they were talking about Krishna pastime, then it became so late, and the time of taking Mahaprasad was about to over. One lady, about 12, she came and told Rupa Goswami, who was thinking that today I have not offered anything to my Gurudev and elder brother Srila Sanatana Goswami. So he was thinking that I have nothing to give. And in the meantime, that girl of 12 came, ordinarily, but so beautiful, but no ornament, no good dresses, but yet she was very beautiful. So he asked Rupa Goswami, "Oh Baba, you are talking and talking. You should take anything. My mother has told me to go to you and give some milk and rice and some
sugar,
so that they may prepare kheer,
sweet rice,
and they should offer to deity and then take. But they don't care who she was." Again she told, but they were not giving importance to that girl. Then she told that, "Oh, I am preparing it.
You are very
so,
busy.
You are busy." So went in the forest and gathered some cow dung, you know?
Yeah.
Cow dung. And at once she prepared in a
moment,
Mattika Varsan. Earth and pot. Anyway. And in a moment she told O Goswami, "It is ready. Whenever you want, you can offer your deities and you may take it. My mother will angry, so I am going.
If I do so late, my mother may abuse me."
So he went away. When she went, then Rupa Goswami told that she has given something, so we should offer and take. Then he offered the by mind and gave it to Sanatana Goswami. When Sanatana Goswami took it on his
jiva,
he at once astonished and began to weep bitterly. Oh, she was not Arus any else, but she was surely Radhika. And for you she has come. Don't again give him her any trouble. For you she has taken trouble to do cook this fire and bitter the fire. They took it, so smelling good smell, so sweet that they never forgot it. Here that thing was done. We will go to, we will have to do parikrama. This is the sthan of Ter Kadamba.
Any kunja at Krishna left the king. Krishna left the king. And Guna went to Nandada. And Guna said, "Radhika was going to Javagraha. All these sakis were with Krishna said, Radhika, they were returned. And they came at once to Javagraha and fled. Krishna did not mention he was going to any other part, to Rukmangiri part, and he there is a hat. Why is not going direct to Nandagaon? So there should be anything hidden. He went hiding. Krishna was going, and she was behind. And Krishna had not seen Rukmangiri. apartment. So the queen is here. Where? Chandrani was sitting and waiting for them. There? She was Khandita. Khandita. One of Naika is of Khandita. When she went, when she went there, she had some mark that she is coming from Radhika. She had dead pardon of Radhika. Head in head only, foot of Radhika. So also then red color was there. So Krishna seeing Chandravali, he began to consolate, it is right word?
It was her.
But don't be very
consoled.
Console her. I have so many businesses that why I could not come. So there are so many obstacles. My mother was vacant, so I should not come, or anything to him. At once, Chandravali and seeing consolation, he told that, oh Radhika, you are better, you are good, okay? The hunter number. Laughing. Krishna thought that anything wrong had gone wrong. So he asked, why you have called me, son? He told that, why you have called me Radha? I'm Radha, I'm not Radha, I'm Chandravali. In the group where this group was done, the past time it was done. So it is in but where? So in the past tense had that place.
Yes.
But actually, where? Yes.
In the time of Krishna, on full moon, Krishna called all the gopis' names, and all the gopis, Radhika, everyone knew that he's calling me. So every gopi left their personal work and they at once ran towards Krishna's throat. In Srimad Bhagavata it is stated that one gopi was cooking. She at once left the cooking and ran after Krishna. One gopi was serving her husband. She at once left him. Some gopis were cooking chapati. She left chapati on the fire and ran away. Some gopi was decorating herself. She was giving sindur here, ornaments in her, black thing in eyes, kajal, and karabhani in here, and she was trying to take all these ornaments. But when she heard the sound of flute, she became at once mad, like mad. She had put kajal in one eye, not in both eyes. She ran away at once in this so state. One gopi became so bhavuk that she wore karadhani in his neck and her necklace in here. Ulta pulta. Ulta mane?
Upside down.
Upside down. They all ran towards Krishna. But they are thinking that I am alone going. No other is going on. I alone. When they came to Bansiwas, Krishna was blocking. And thousands of gopis, lakhs and lakhs of gopis came there. Inside that tree, Krishna told, now it is night, full noon, the rays of moon, very madhur, and they are bathing trees and creepers in his very snigdha moonlight. It seems that Chandra is a Nayak, lover, and Naika is Naika. Naika means
beloved.
And moon by his rays, rays in hand. Rays are hands. By rays, by hand, moon. Has taken a red color abir, kumkum,
you know kumkum?
And if a lover gives that color to the face, mouth of beloved, as if Chandra is giving, his beloved is purvadisha. Purvadisha means, purvadisha means, pur means eastern side. His beloved is Purvadisha, Chandra, and by his raised hand, he, Chandra, gives kumkum to the mouth of his priya, that is Purvadisha. That is, by rising of Chandra, Purvadisha means western side, becomes somewhat red or somewhat like gold. That Atva Sukhdev Goswami has decorated this scene in Naika Naika Bhav, beloved and beloved. Krishna has come in Chandravansa.
Yes.
So his
descendant.
Descendant.
From
Chandra.
Yes.
He thinks that he is my respected person in my Khanda, in my generation.
Yes.
So Chandra is saying me that I, as I love Purvadisha, I'm giving a red color on the mouth of my beloved. In so manner, you should give kumkum to the gopis, and you should do ras, because I should do ras. All stars are my beloved. and in the middle I live. In the middle I am Chandra, and all Taras are beloved, and I am doing Ras. We are, the whole earth dancing. In the middle I am, and
around,
all round are
stars.
All stars have a special name, and they all are my beloved. So you too don't fear. Example and so you should do Ras. No harm at all. These stars are wives of so many devatas. Devatas, you know?
Demigod.
So don't fear. So Krishna called them. But now he